Joseph Pasek of BarnBurner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fire It Up, now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, and 101 platforms. Welcome to another edition of the No Holds Barred Wrestling Show, the Monday Night Raw recap for Monday, December the 10th, 2 weeks before Christmas. Raw this week came to you from San Diego, California. With me, of course, is Giancarlo Aulino of BarnBurner. All right, finally, Giancarlo, finally, after like 6 weeks of Raw, Raw was actually pretty good today. What did you think?
Yeah, I agree. It was an improvement from what we saw the last 2 weeks where the 3 hours seemed to just draw on and on and on. So at least tonight had some entertaining moments. I like Baron Corbin and Seth Rollins opening the show and pretty much just trashing the Raw product of the last 2 weeks. And they ended off the show with a great TLC match and preview of what's to come Sunday.
Yeah, and Seth Rollins stating what everybody has been stating. Raw sucked. They blamed Baron Corbin and they set up a match. But also, we got new champions tonight on Raw. And yes, so much for AOP dominating the tag team division. AOP not only losing the tag team titles in a handicap match to Chad Gable and Bobby Roode. This was glorious. And of course, you know, Drake Maverick going down for the pin there. So you could sense a little bit of hostility, but congratulations to Bobby Roode and Chad Gable, the new tag team champions. Anything else you want to touch on that match and anything on Raw? Of course, I don't know where they're going with Natalya. They brought out a table with Ruby Riott. They're having a match, a tables match at TLC, the pay-per-view on Sunday. And the table she brought out was pictured Jim the Anvil Neidhart on it. Sort of tasteless to me, considering the week that was in wrestling. They lost the Dynamite Kid. They lost Larry the Axe Henning. No mention of it.
Yeah, I agree. I was just going to actually bring that up to you. Like, I think, in my opinion, Ruby Riott doesn't need to bring in like cheap heat, so to speak, for her promos. She's done a great job in her promos and really elevated on Raw. So I don't get where they're going with that, with Jim the Anvil Neidhart still bringing him up in promos against Natalya. Like, I think it was tasteless. I agree. So I don't know where they were going with that.
All right. So any other thing that you want to touch on? Of course, they had Dean Ambrose say, you know, coming out and basically does not want to be called his nickname. Now, I thought Renee Young was good today on color commentating. And, you know, Corey Graves telling her shut up a couple times there also. So interesting to see. For those who don't know, Finn Balor is not out with an injury. He is not out. I'm going to break some news here. He's not out with an injury. He's out with an illness. They're expecting him to be back for this Sunday's TLC pay-per-view. Also, rumor has it that Braun Strowman will be back for the TLC pay-per-view. And what a nice touch. We saw Heath Slater referee 2 matches. What did you think?
Yeah, Heath Slater in his new career on Raw as a WWE referee. He's turning into like the Earl Hebner. The boss is telling him what to do. He has to do his job, whether it's good or bad, for the superstars involved. And he's a company guy. So Heath Slater, good on him on his first night.
All right. And just a side note to Finn Balor. Finn Balor was supposed to team up with Bayley in the semifinals of the Mixed Match Challenge to go up against Alicia Fox and Jinder Mahal. Finn Balor is going to be replaced by Apollo. Or should I say Apollo Crews, or just Crews, or just Apollo? I don't know. Every week they change this guy's name. But what did you think of Drew McIntyre tonight?
Oh, I thought he was great again. Another week, Drew McIntyre has been the standout of Raw. That promo he cut, amazing. And him and Dolph Ziggler, I was hoping they were going to maybe say this till after TLC, because they would have had a bigger payoff if they extended it to the Royal Rumble. But again, I thought they really shortened out what they could have done now. With they can't do too much with Dolph Ziggler going forward with Drew McIntyre. So I think the Royal Rumble, we're going to just see them eliminate one another from the match.
All right, and just a side note, did you know for this mixed match challenge, which the finals is going to take place this Sunday at the TLC pay-per-view, Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, Kevin Owens, Braun Strowman, and AJ Styles have all been replaced for this mixed match challenge? Unbelievable. And let's face it, Bayley and Apollo Crews, okay, maybe they go. The Miz has a match. Asuka has a match. So I expect maybe the final will either be Alicia Fox and Jinder Mahal against Carmella and R-Truth, or Carmella R-Truth against Bayley and Apollo Crews. You ever think of that being the final of a mixed match challenge? Anyways, all right. Anything else you want to touch on, Rob, before we give you news in the WWE? And we got several huge news pieces.
No, Joe, I think we covered Raw tonight. It was a improvement and good things. Looking forward to TLC this Sunday.
First of all, tomorrow SmackDown comes to you from Vegas, and it will be the WrestleMania rematch between Charlotte Flair and Asuka. And we got a rap battle again with the Usos and Cesaro and Sheamus, sort of hosted by the Bar, or hosted by the New Day, blah, 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 blah. All right, let's get to news. I already told you about Braun Strowman and Finn Balor, but let's talk about specifically WrestleMania. I have talked to a couple sources and penciled in. Of course, this could change, but penciled in. Everybody wants to know what's going on with Triple H. Is Triple H still going to fight Batista? Well, as you know, he suffered a torn pec. Triple H, he's the cerebral assassin, but he's also Superman. There is still penciled in Triple H to face Batista if Triple H could come back at WrestleMania. If not, don't look for that to happen, but also look for penciled in and Giancarlo could be Shawn Michaels versus Daniel Bryan, student against teacher for WrestleMania this year. Shawn Michaels, Daniel Bryan, also penciled in. AJ Styles versus Randy Orton, the Phenomenal One against the RKO. And Giancarlo, you got a couple matches, or you got a couple things about WrestleMania also. And here, another thing before Giancarlo says his thing, the gimmick is, the best in the world trophy that they're sharing it. The Miz is sharing it with Shane McMahon. Well, look for that to possibly be played out, where the Miz takes on Shane McMahon for the trophy at WrestleMania. Giancarlo, now I go to you.
Yeah, I spoke to a few sources as well, and right now Rey Mysterio is being penciled into a United States title match, but they're still working on the opponent. They don't know who's going to go into WrestleMania with the title. Three names right now being discussed: Shinsuke Nakamura holding it until then to face Rey Mysterio. Samoa Joe is another one, or Andrade Cien Almas. Can you imagine Rey Mysterio versus Andrade, two Mexican stars for the United States title? And I'm hearing too that two of the three names, so whoever doesn't walk into WrestleMania with the United States title, they will be in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. So there's going to be plenty of star power in that match.
All right, and Giancarlo, you told me, you called me today, and you sort of told me this news about some guy named Dwayne Johnson. I don't know who he is, but anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Right now, there's talks, discussions back and forth between WWE and The Rock to maybe have him in the Hall of Fame this year. And depending on his schedule, there's even more talks of having him compete at WrestleMania. I know last week I spoke to someone, they were maybe talking about The Rock and Brock Lesnar. And I don't know if that's still the plan because I haven't really got back to them, but Brock Lesnar and The Rock in 2019 at WrestleMania, a rematch from their classic of SummerSlam 2002, may interest a few fans and be a big WrestleMania matchup.
And right now, from what I hear, If that doesn't happen, look for Brock to take on Seth Rollins, and we're grooming it starting today. He's the captain, he's the leadership behind the scenes, the locker room, and everything like that. So you could see sort of signs of that. And also, I'll leave you with this, and Giancarlo, your big UFC MMA Bellator proponents here. Now, Becky Lynch, the man, was on Ariel Helwani's show today, and they were tossing around Conor McGregor. Rumor going around, they're trying to sign Conor McGregor, possibly not to fight at WrestleMania. How about this? How about Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey? In Becky Lynch's corner will be Conor McGregor, and Ronda Rousey's corner will be Daniel Cormier, who is obviously auditioning for a commentator job with the WWE once they move to Fox in October, SmackDown. So, Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey for the title. In Becky Lynch corner, Conor McGregor. In Ronda Rousey's corner, Daniel Cormier. How about that, Giancarlo?
Yeah, that's big. And if they need Conor McGregor to cut some promos, that'll boost up some ratings. That'll make their YouTube channel go up. And Daniel Cormier from Fox, how they want more of a sports programming feel to SmackDown. I can see him when he gets his tryout, look for him to be heavily involved in SmackDown's product.
Now, here's another thing that I was gonna like we were talking about this week. Larry the Axe Henning passed away at the age of 82. The Dynamite Kid, Tom Billington, passing away on his birthday, 60. People know who Jason Sensation is. He was involved in a terrible, terrible accident riding his bike. He was T-boned and all that. Our sincerest thoughts go out to Jason Sensation. Giancarlo, I know you're a youngster. Maybe you don't know who Jason Sensation is, but he played up with the Hart Foundation and everything like that. So Jason Sensation involved in a major wreck there, and look for Jason Sensation. Hopefully speedy recovery for Jason Sensation. Also, Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley are very, very, well, I'm not going to say pissed off, but they don't know what they're doing in the WWE. Mojo Rawley got the push. Now you haven't seen him on Main Event, and he's been losing on Main Event. He's very discouraged. Zack Ryder also very discouraged there. All right, but the big news again, WrestleMania plans are in the work. The Miz, Shane McMahon, Daniel Bryan, Shawn Michaels, AJ Styles, Randy Orton, like Giancarlo stated, Rey Mysterio, Shinsuke Nakamura, or a mixture of Rey Mysterio, Shinsuke Nakamura, Samoa Joe, and Andrade Cien Almas, or some of the two will be competing in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Also, the WWE is talking to The Rock, talking to Conor McGregor, Becky Lynch against Ronda Rousey, with Conor McGregor in Becky Lynch's corner and Daniel Cormier in Ronda Rousey's corner. It's interesting to see that, WrestleMania is in New York. A lot of Irish people in New York, Becky and Conor, Irish, great following there. So lots and lots of news. And by the way, the WWE comes back to the Ontario area, to Ottawa, on my birthday, February 8th. By the way, Giancarlo, I need a good present for me. February 9th in Oshawa, just outside of Toronto, Oshawa. So check it out. And I hear the WWE will be returning to Toronto in March. They were supposed to come December 30th. For some reason, it got pushed to Buffalo. So that's why they're not here. But December 30th, they're in Buffalo. And I hear they're going to come in March to Toronto. And that night, when in March, will go tickets on sale for SummerSlam in August. All right, Giancarlo, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you. And also, we'll be doing the SmackDown recap, Ask Me Anything, featuring Aaron Stevens, formerly Damon Sandow. Check him out. Ask him on his Twitter, the Aaron Files, and our the Instagram Aaron Files and Twitter Aaron Thoughts. Also, we'll be doing a TLC preview and recap. And Giancarlo, you don't know this. The long-range bomber, Tracy Murray, had a chance to conduct an interview with him, an NBA interview, but we also did a wrestling interview, half an hour long, where Tracy was talking about the matches we discussed for WrestleMania. Tracy's backstage at a house show, a SmackDown house show in California today. But Giancarlo, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Aulino, and follow all of my work, including MLS Final Recap, UFC Recap, and WWE articles on barnburner.ca.
All right, and just a side note, we talked about Heath Slater, but he also turned heel. He is a bad guy referee. Thanks a lot, Giancarlo.
Thanks, Joe.